Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We haven't necessarily made the right choices.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What is the issue with the Giants?
The Rich Eisen Show.
If Russell Wilson is available, he may not be. I would pursue that. But okay. I think Brian Flores should be the head coach.
Earlier on the show, co-host of Peacock's Brother from Another, Michael Smith. Still to come. Comedian Jim Gaffigan. Actor Josh Gad. Cardinals defensive end J.J. Watt. Plus, actor Jack Quaid. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Josh Gad's going to call in. He's a Dolphin fan who's really pissed.
That'll be great. Can't wait for that. That'll be a lot of fun. Hour number three, Jack Quaid of the new Scream film that's in theaters near you starting at midnight tonight. He will be here in hour number three. And then also in hour number three, J.J. Watt. I've heard of him. He's a very good football player. You at 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I turn to my right, and it's so great to see you, sir, in person. His new comedy special, Comedy Monster, is available now on Netflix. The fun tour dates. You can see him all throughout February and March and more. You can go to jimgaffigan.com for that, the great Jim Gaffigan.
Thanks for having
me. Good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me. It's very exciting to be here. It's fun to hear some of this talk.
Which talk are you referring
just
to?
Just the whole, the MVP, the NFL stuff.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm from Indiana, so it's like I'm a Colts fan. So it's just, it's been a brutal couple weeks.
Well, they went from the team nobody wanted to face in the playoffs to a team nobody is seeing in the playoffs in 2 weeks, in just a two-game span.
It's just like that. A collapse, and it's almost like no one, like the collapse is so pronounced, no one's even pointing fingers. They're like, I don't even know who to blame. Like, we're still in shock. It's like, it's nobody's fault. It's like, we had a good week in practice. It's just like, and there's a civility. I always think the Colts organization, like, you know, of course, Irsay was like, it was my fault. And you're like, I don't know if it was your fault. I don't know. I don't think the owner should be blamed for, like, massive talent kind of not coming together.
Right.
But it's, like, peaking, right? Because Rodgers had the worst game of his career, the first game.
Yep.
And then now he's perfect.
It's really unbelievable how... And then just, of course, all of us in my world of industry where, you know, you have to have a take week to week. After that first week, it's like, well, I don't know if Rodgers has his teammates all together, is off season. Does he really even care? Does he even want to be there? And now we have our answer, you know?
It's like it's the just calmness that people like him and Brady have. And obviously they're passionate.
Yes.
But the calmness it's inhuman. It's inhuman, like, well, you know, I mean, because we've seen Rodgers, yeah, you know, hey, settle down, and we're all like, ha, 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 and he's like, yeah, you know, and after the offseason, he's like, it's going to be fine. It's like he's, in the way, he's the best dad ever. He's the calm dad. He's the calm dad.
He's not going to overreact or anything
like
that.
He's like, oh, we'll figure this out. The car ran out of gas, but we'll get gas. It's just like unbelievable.
Especially, I thought when you said calm, I just thought he and Brady are in the face of people trying to tear his head off too. You know what I mean? And then just be able to play the way that they are.
I mean, just Brady navigating the Antonio Brown thing is pretty amazing.
Have you ever seen anything? Has anybody ever done that in your profession? Just strip down and then just quit? Has that ever happened?
No.
Bert takes his shirt off.
Is that as close to Antonio Brown as anything?
I think most comedians are a little bit like Antonio Brown. Like if he decided he wanted to be a comedian, no one would be surprised. Do you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of people that are like, yeah, okay. So comedians are an eccentric strange bunch. Yes. We go on stage and seek approval from strangers. You can't say that's normal. So it's like,
it's an interesting way of putting it. And also trying to figure out what they want to hear in real time as well.
But the drama, it's like the drama that's occurred this season.
Yes.
It is our Real Housewives, right? That's what it is.
It is a reality show, yes, sir. I agree with you. It's a narrative generating machine, the NFL, week to week, where you just never know. And that's why the playoffs are so great, because it's been a year of week to week narratives built up to win or lose games. And it's going to affect everything. The whole thing of like Rodgers is so happy in Green Bay right now. And you hear it in his voice how well he's getting along with the guy who he apparently spent months despising. Right, exactly. Right. And then if he gets one and done in the playoffs, then what? You know what I mean?
Which has happened.
It could, yeah.
Like that week off. It's so weird. You think of like the week off could be, that could be bad.
Right.
I mean, it's momentum, but like I do like a podcast and I'm exhausted. I talk to a friend for an hour. I got to take a nap. It's like these guys they're the best athletes in the world. They take a week off and they're like, I forgot how to do this. Like it's weird, but then again, it also helps and they're getting, that offensive tackle back, which is huge.
That's right. And then a couple of their defenders, they're one of those rare one seeds that's getting healthy as things move on. I've got Jim Gaffigan here on the Rich Eisen Show, the new comedy special, Comedy Monster, available right now on Netflix. How have you been, you know, doing comedy in the middle of all this stuff?
It's
man?
Pretty weird. You know, it's you travel around and, you know, in, you know, L.A., New York, it's a different vibe. You go into red states and it's like, you know, I'm the only one with a mask on. I look like a hypochondriac. I'm wearing a mask and everyone's like, what is he doing?
Mm-hmm.
But it's strange, you know? It's like there's different statuses at different venues. You don't want to perform for people that have their mouth covered, typically.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm grateful to be out there. It's weird, it's very confusing. I mean, my parents haven't been vaccinated, which is weird. I mean, they've been dead for a couple decades. But, you know, but they still, you know, they have, they have grandchildren. You know what I mean?
Dude.
I don't know if anyone's
that one coming. That was a wind up. I didn't see the pitch. Like I didn't see that pitch coming.
It's weird. Like anyone who's lost a parent, there is this period where you're like, I can't even talk about it. Don't even bring it up. Someone's like, hey, your mom was a great lady. You're like, thanks. I'm gonna go in the other room and cry. Mm-hmm. And then you get to a point where you still feel the pain, but you eventually are like, all right, we gotta move on. Mm-hmm. My parents died and Rich Eisen killed him. Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming either. I didn't think I'd be the punchline on that one. But.
Well, thank you. Now, did you watch Comedy Monster on Netflix? You should have watched.
Yeah, of course.
There's so much stuff to watch, so I appreciate if people are like, there's like a new show every week.
I cannot watch anything that's kind of overly serious or apocalyptic or dystopian. I want to laugh, man.
Yeah.
Like I literally want to sit down, forget about everything and just laugh. And that's what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like that. I'm into that big time. So, and again, that's available now on Netflix. I got to bring this up. Put up the photograph if you don't mind. Jeff Garland put this one out the other day.
Yeah,
that's you right in the middle behind Rickles. And I'll like, describe Garland. He's got Jack Black in a headlock.
Yeah,
that's Queen Latifah, John Stamos, John Mayer, and then to your right is the great Bob Saget. What was this night, man? What's going on? This camel?
Bob Saget had. I mean, it's like. How is somebody, I mean, obviously, we've all heard and we, you know, people know, you interact with Bob Saget and you're like, is this guy for real or is he kind of conning me or is he was that level of, you know, he could pull in Queen Latifah and John Mayer for a benefit.
This was a scleroderma research foundation.
And he
benefit.
Would do it once in New York and once in L.A. and he would, there was just a... It was in the entertainment industry. I feel like you run into these people where you're like, oh, this is how we should aspire to treat each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like there, he was not somebody who was caught up in hierarchy. He was, you know, Full House was a silly show. He was not caught in the web of that, like mm-hmm. of a being a former star of a sitcom. He was, you know, his soul was that of a comedian. And so, you know, that comedian family is very about authenticity. And he kept searching and trying to find more authenticity. But the kindness, his kindness would melt anyone. You know what I mean? Like, you'd be like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do here. And people would, you know, Queen Latifah showing up for a benefit. It's like these benefits in LA and New York are constant. And he has like Don Rickles showing up to it. And that's the type of person he was. You're like, all right, I want to do something nice for him.
So he'd call you up and say, hey, can you do a set tonight?
Like, is that what fly to LA. And I'm like, all right. But he would also have done like 15 things for you where, you know, if something bad happened, he'd be the person to text you. It's like, I think he spent like 2 hours a day sending nice messages to people. It was pretty amazing.
Mm. And that looks like a blast of a night,
too. Oh, my
too.
Gosh. That's so fun. I mean, just like the, you know, Rickles. He was pretty up there. So he was sitting in a chair. They brought a microphone to him. Mm-hmm. And he just tore into everyone. And it was, it's a unique skill to, mm-hmm. like, be able to, like, take a knife out and cut everyone's, you know, Achilles tendon out and just, they love you. And so that was pretty amazing. And then, I mean, it's weird. Like, John, you know that he's buddies with John Stamos, but like Jimmy Kimmel showing up. Jimmy Kimmel, I remember I sat next to Jimmy Kimmel and there was an auction and Jimmy Kimmel bought like some trip to Vegas, which we know is where Jimmy Kimmel's from.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I got to do it for Bob. You know, so he bought this trip for like $50,000. He's not going to use it. It's amazing. But it was a good, you know, like when you were in high school and you had these senior, these upperclassmen where you're like, you know what? I want to behave like that. That's mm-hmm. what Saget was like. You're like, you know what? I want to be like that type of guy who does favors, helps people out, is always kind of like a positive influence.
Sweetheart of a guy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would give away like NFL Network tours to that event too.
Yes.
You know, and he would be the one calling up to say, what's your email? I'll hook you up. Like, and he's the one doing it. Bob, like, what, you know, do you handle all of this?
Yeah. And again, you know? It's like a level of commitment. And he loved stand up. And that's, you know, the weird thing. I think people think that comedians are competitive and don't get along when the reality is that we're so eccentric and that same kind of, there's a fraternal nature to it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There is, doesn't matter what type of comedy you do, there's a mutual respect. So.
And that's Jim Gaffigan here on the Rich Eisen Show. The fun tour dates coming up. You're going all over the place, man. Lafayette, Louisiana on the 4th, Beaver Creek, Colorado on the 16th. Are you going to be here in town for the Super Bowl, or are you going to, because that's coming?
I don't know. You know, I miss those, you know, the...
Here in L.A.
Sometimes when the Colts would be, I would... entertained the
owners, right? Didn't you do one of those?
I performed for the owners, and I remember I didn't realize Jerry Jones was that tall, and also I don't know her name, Miss Mara, just like her hair,
yes,
just bombing in front of billionaires is just
you didn't bomb.
I mean, it was you know, it's an interesting group.
Well, hold on a second, did you roast them? Jim Gaffigan.
That's not your wheelhouse.
I know that.
But like, it's also, you know, there's different, you know, like there's wealthy people and then there's NFL owner wealthy. Like, do you know what I mean? Like these people, they're not, oh, I got to go to the grocery store. They're not going to the grocery store. They don't, do you know what I mean? They're like, I don't even know what he would be like. They don't go on vacation. They buy countries. They don't. You know what I mean? It's a different hang.
So your humor.
That being said, Ursay is like the nicest, most down to earth guy in the world.
He's a good dude, man.
Yeah,
and he's got all of these artifacts from the history of music. That's ridiculous.
And he also owns. I think he owns a version of the Magna Carta.
What?
Yeah, he owns like all this stuff. And he also pulls in like amazing people. You're like, wait a minute, am I standing next to Rob Lowe and Stephen Stills or what? You know,
he knows all musical legends. Yeah, Ryan Leaf once brought in a letter that he had gotten from a fan that just said, hey, I've got this letter that I want to send you. And it was a letter that Hunter S. Thompson had written Jim Irsay telling him to draft Leaf over the Manning kid. Wow. And it was like an artifact that we then called up Jim Irsay and said, can you verify this? He goes, that absolutely happened. like Hunter S. Thompson.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, so he is, wow. I don't know how many other owners in the NFL have a Hunter S. Thompson letter telling him to draft Ryan Leaf like, over Peyton Manning. Like there it is right there. There it's it like, is. That's it right there. Dear James, in response to your addled request for a quick $30 million loan and to secure the services of the Manning kid, I have to say no at this time. But the Leaf boy is another matter. He looks strong, and Manning doesn't, or at least not strong enough to handle that. Welcome to the NFL business for 2 years without a world-class offensive line. How are you fixed at left tackle for the next few years, James? Think about it. You don't want a China doll back there when that freak sap comes crashing in. Okay, let me know if you need money for Leaf. I expect to be very rich when this Depp movie comes out. There it is. Hunter S. HST.
Like, that's like, it's that's like, it. I don't know the Marvel universe, but like, that feels like different universe. Like, well, that Spider-Man's not supposed to be in this universe. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't think, wait a minute. It's like, it might as well have been like Mark Twain kind of chiming in.
Yeah, we're going like, into the Ursaverse,
you know,
right
how
there.
How to deal with a life after post Andrew Luck. You know what I mean? It's a weird take on
it. He's an interesting cat, Jim Irsay. Okay, so everybody can go to jimgaffigan.com for tickets and more tour dates. February, you're going to be in Chicago.
I'm going to be in Chicago. I'm excited. I grew up in that area. I grew up in Indiana, which is most people in Chicago don't realize is right next door. Whenever I'm there, they're like, I'll be like, yeah, I'm from Northwest Indiana. And they're like, where's that? I'm like, 20 minutes away. 20 minutes away.
Right. And Gary, Indiana's right around the corner there, right?
Right there. Region rats. Yeah. You know, it's Rust Belt, which, if people don't know, that's kind of like the Bible Belt, but instead of religion, there was crushing unemployment. And it really churns out some optimism.
Comedy Monster available now on Netflix at Jim Gaffigan on Twitter and Instagram. I follow him. You should, too. Jim, this has been a pleasure, man.
Thanks so much
for having
me.
Great to see you in person. Thank you for coming in here, man. Be well and safe on the road.
Thanks so much.
You bet. That's Jim Gaffigan right here on the Rich Eisen Show. When we come back, Josh Gad calls in. He is not happy about the Dolphins. And he's got a show on Peacock just like us. Hey, folks. It's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep. Because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, let's talk about the show Wolf Like Me. Love can be scary in the new genre-bending romantic dramedy series Wolf Like Me, starring the lovely Isla Fisher and the outstanding Josh Gad. Stream it now only on Peacock. I would say go to peacocktv.com to sign up, but those people who are watching us right now have already done so. So I'll tell that to the radio audience. If you don't have Peacock, you got to get it. This is a fun show that you should check out. And joining us right here on the Rich Eisen Show is none other than the outstanding and talented and apparently very pissed off Josh Gad. How are you, Josh?
you know what? I'm doing really well. Although I would have loved it had you also called me lovely, like you refer to Isla Fisher.
You are. Okay. Let me. Can we do that one more time? Put the promo up on the screen right here. Love Can Be Scary, and the new genre-bending romantic dramedy series Wolf Like Me, starring the lovely Isla Fisher. Oh, give me music now too, and the incredibly striking Get Lost in His Beard and a deep, dark brown eyes, Josh Gad, right here on PeacockTV.com. And joining us now is Josh Gad. How are you, Josh? Is that better? Is that good?
You know what? I'm less aggravated and high blood pressure prone than I was 2 days ago when I found out the coach of my football team, who went 8-1 in the last 9 games of the season, was unceremoniously fired by the Miami Dolphins.
What?
Yes. A tough moment.
All right, let's get in it. Let's get back to it, because I know the other day we were trying to get you on right away in first blush.
Yeah.
And you being a well-adjusted man have calmed down over the last couple of days, but...
I've calmed down. I've taken my meds. I've read some critical think pieces. It's an interesting decision. But, you know, the one thing you have to say is that the Miami Dolphins for the last 20 years have always made the right decisions after making, oh, wait, no, that's not the Miami Dolphins. It's a very perplexing situation. And for the life of me, here's what I don't get. They've sort of dismissed the idea that they're going to go after Harbaugh. They've sort of dismissed the idea that they're going to go after Watson. So, like, I'm trying to understand, was there a plan in place when you decided to fire this guy who was an extraordinarily good coach? What, you know, based on the reports I've been reading, and I'm not sure what you guys have been hearing, is a lot of it was just based on their own personal grievances with the fact that Brian was a passionate guy, and apparently that passion and what some call poor communication skills with ownership got in the way of them being all cuddly and kumbaya. And so he's shown the door. I mean, this is the same guy who was a disciple of Bill Belichick. So I don't know what anyone was expecting, but it's just all confusing, really, more than anything.
Beat Belichick too, swept him this year, you know, and beat him four out of the 6 times he saw him. Like, that's the, you know, like, that's the first order of business, with due respect to the Bills in the AFC East, is you've got to have somebody who can do that, because without that, you know, and we may find that out on Saturday night if the Bills don't beat Belichick and the Patriots for a second time. Like, that's the first order of business, is sometimes you got to get two against this guy, you know?
That's the first order of business. That's what we've been in the short term, or actually long term, over the past couple of years, chasing. And it's confounding to me, because obviously the poor start did not put him in a great situation. But when you see how he was able to turn this football team around, how he was able to somehow get through to a group of players who all seemingly had checked out midway through the season, there was so much potential there for greatness. And we're talking about firing a historically, over the past 3 years, winning coach. You know, I believe his record was like the 9th best record for a coach in the NFL over that 3-year span. So the whole thing is just confusing. And I'm reading about some of the the guys that they're talking about sitting down with, and they're all great. Look, the offensive coordinator for the Bills is obviously great coach. I don't know how I feel about Peterson. I respect him. I think he did a tremendous job with Philly. But I'm just, of the names on the list, none jump out at me as saying, oh, this was worth firing Brian Flores for.
Josh Gad here on the Rich Eisen Show, new show right here on Peacock, Wolf Like Me, diehard Dolphin fan here on the Rich Eisen Show. Where do you stand on Tua? Do you think that it was a mistake? Do you need to buy a little bit more time to see how you feel about him? Or are you deep in the Tuanon cult there in South Florida?
No, you know, I've defended Tua probably more than any than most fans in South Florida. Mm-hmm. I think there have been some great pieces written in the Sentinel and in the Herald about the lack of opportunity that Tua has had to succeed. I think historically you see that being a pattern. I mean, let's look at Ryan Tannehill for a second. You know, these same conversations consistently were had about Tannehill's skill set, and look at what he's done in Tennessee. I think that there continues to be the Groundhog Day problems that this organization has had for as long as I've been a fan. No offensive line, no running back, no support. And so when you have, and then you have a bunch of free agents who just aren't doing their jobs. You have a bunch of wide receivers who, other than Waddle, I mean, they either can't stay healthy or, in the case of someone like Albert Wilson, aren't showing up. So I don't know that the blame game of Tua's the problem is the right conversation to be had yet. I think 3 years feels like the right moment to pull the trigger to decide whether or not he's the right fit for this organization. But I'm certainly not on the bandwagon yet of saying, you know, let's get rid of this guy, especially if the alternative means trading away all of your draft assets for a player who, frankly, may or may not even be able to play next year.
Well, the word is that one of the reasons why Watson wanted in was because of Flores. So I don't know if that's the way that one went. You know what I mean? Which would be interesting, too, because you have the floor. Go ahead.
I've heard the same thing as you, Rich, and I just read that that may not be the case, that he may actually, you know, he may still be willing to sit down with the Dolphins. So I don't know the truth about that. But then you're reading other reports, or you saw on social media yesterday, Xavien Howard with this cryptic social media message that was basically a piece out to the Miami Dolphins. So, like, I don't know if the two things are related. I don't know if he, you know, I know historically that Brian was a defensive-minded guy and his defense played their butts off for him. So I don't know what the fallout of that's going to be. But this is the problem I have with this decision. It feels like it was a decision that wasn't really thought through. It was just like done, maybe not in the moment. Maybe these guys had been pursuing it for a while and planning it for a while, but it just doesn't feel like the steps were taken to come up with the succession plan. And that's the problem that I have.
Maybe, Josh Gad, here's a theory. You tell me if you think it's possible that Flores, in this meeting where they had this conversation, he was asked for his plan and he bent over into a file drawer to go get it, and they saw that his underwear band was very well worn, and you know what I mean, like maybe they made a snap decision right then and there. Josh,
I was wondering where this was headed. The Curb Your Enthusiasm reference wasn't the first thought that popped in my mind, but it could very well be a possibility that that's exactly what happened. It obviously happens.
A brilliant appearance, Josh Gad. Brilliant is the only way to describe that. Oh my God! Now, when
Larry calls me up during the pandemic. He had asked me to do another episode of Curb a couple of seasons ago, and right. I couldn't make it work. And he calls me up and he goes, Josh, I've got an idea for you. This is a horrible Larry David impression. He goes, Josh, I've got an idea. I want you to come do the show. I say to him, Larry, I haven't shot anything during the pandemic. This was before I was vaccinated, and I was freaking out. And he goes, Josh, the median age on my show is 75. Trust me, you're going to be just fine and protected. So I show up to set, and he hands me pair of underwear that almost made me throw up. I was like, you want this to go on my body? I said, yes. And what was so fun, the reason that I loved doing it, and obviously I would jump through the heavens for Larry, is that it was such a fun thing to, usually celebrities on the show have to be antagonistic towards Larry.
Right.
And there was something about this character that allowed him to be vulnerable and actually let Larry win, which I thought was such a funny change of pace for what you usually get to do on that show. So it was a blast, and I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, my God. It was so brilliant. And that was my question for you is, you know, that you get the script, you see what the idea is, you're in, but then when you finally get on set and they hand you the garment that you're supposed to put on, like that, did you have a split-second moment? You're like, I don't know why I'm doing this right now. Did you have that sort of split second moment?
I had a split hour moment where I was like, I don't know that I'll ever recover from what I'm being asked to do.
But you got it. You commit, man. You committed. Oh my God, did you commit? And then
I had no choice. I mean, it was Larry. Wouldn't you commit? I mean, it's Larry Day. He's earned our commitment. He's earned whatever he wants. He's earned.
Well, you know, do you ever talk Jets Dolphins with him? Did you ever have a conversation with him on that front, or not really? Because you know, he thinks he can be the offensive coordinator, you know, of the Jets, right? And defensive coordinator. He says he could be the OC and the DC of the Jets.
He probably could be. Honest to God, I think anyone, including everybody on this call right now, could be the offensive or defensive coordinator of the Jets and be more productive than whatever the hell is happening there. No, the funniest part is that my brother is a diehard Jets fan, diehard. And so when he calls you up, and he was the one who broke the news to me about Flores, and when he actually is able to say with a straight face, my God, the Dolphins just made one of the dumbest moves I've ever seen. This is the same guy who lived through half a decade with Rich Kotite. So, like, I am really just – I feel such hurt and pain when a Jets fan can look at me with a straight face and say, your organization has just made a horrible decision.
Well, I mean, it's funny you mentioned Kotite. You could have gone Gase and been just as accurate. You know,
we made the same decision, so I can't really.
You know, I know.
I can't really look at it.
Kotite, because Bobby Cannavale, who I don't know if you've ever worked with, or you must know him.
I love Bobby. Okay. Yeah, he's a friend.
He's a diehard Jet fan. He referred to when the Jets are the worst ever. He created a phrase, "Kotite bad." So we came up with that jingle from the commercials. You're not fully bad unless you're Kotite bad. Like, so you mentioning Kotite is spot on, like dead bullseye accurate right there. But, you know, I got Josh Gad here on the Rich Eisen show. Tell me about Wolf Like Me, brother, right here on Peacock, and where everyone can start streaming it right now.
Say enough. I can't speak enough to the level of excitement I have for people discovering this show. It's unlike anything else, I think, on TV. It stars the radiant Isla Fisher and the particularly lovely Josh Gad, as you stated. And we're, you know, we play this couple that has, you know, some baggage that they bring into this relationship. And things start peeling back a little bit and aren't quite what they would appear to be. And the show does this amazing job of balancing all of these tones and tackling all of these themes that usually you wouldn't find together, sort of like peanut butter and tuna fish, but it somehow works. So one minute it's hilarious. One minute you'll be crying. One minute you'll be on the edge of your seat because there are elements of horror in it. And it does all of these things, I think, effortlessly. And the director, Abe Forsythe, who directed a movie I did called Little Monsters with me and Lupita Nyong'o, just nailed it, hit it out of the park. I don't want to give any more away because part of the joy of watching it is the element of surprise. But it's an easy stream, 2.5 hours long, 6 episodes. Go on Peacock, watch it immediately. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, it's Wolf Like Me. You can find it right here on Peacock with Josh Gad and Isla Fisher. And I know it's not Peacock, it's you know, Apple, but Central Park is something that Susie and I, my wife and I, watch with our kids. Our kids love it. They love it. They love Central Park.
I am so proud of that show.
I can tell you,
the second part of season 2 is going to launch shortly. I think we'll be announcing that soon.
Great.
And then season 3 we just wrapped, and it is out of control good. And same with Avenue 5 season 2 for HBO, which I just wrapped.
That's
the great Armando Iannucci,
yes.
A brilliant brilliant, brilliant satirist. That's going to be spectacular. So a lot of fun stuff coming down the pike.
Okay.
Not as fun as seeing what happens with the Dolphins next season, but it's all fun.
Josh Gad, Dolphin fan, without the warm hugs, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, I've got my my audio executive, as he likes to be known, Mike Del Tufo. Say hi to Josh Gad. Say
hey,
hi
Josh,
to
what's happening?
He is a 55-year-old man from New Jersey.
Yes.
How many pizza? How many? Yeah. How many Olaf items do you have in your household?
Eight to ten.
What is the oldest?
Mike.
What is the oldest?
I love Olaf.
What is the oldest Olaf fan you've met? Like that. What do you think?
His name is Mike. He's an audio producer for the Rich Eisen Show.
Because he's 55. Normally it's five, right? Normally it's like five.
Yeah, normally right? the median age of Olaf fans is five. So there's mm-hmm. I've met Mike, you're in good company. I've met many, many people, all walks of life, all ages, who love the character. And I think a part of it is just like there's so much cynicism in the world, and the thing that I love about this character is that he's just a bundle of optimism and hope. He's a glasses half full character at a time when it seems like everybody, rightfully so, has a glasses half empty outlook on life. And I think there's also an element of this, like, you know, youthful naivete, this perfect bubble of innocence that we all long for, that Olaf represents. And you know, we just launched these Olaf Present shorts on Disney Plus, which are outrageous.
Oh, all in.
And insane. And they're pretty funny. It's Olaf recapping some of the iconic Disney movies. And people seem to connect with them so much because, again, he has no filter. He can just say whatever's on his mind, however he wants to say it, and you just buy in. Yeah. So I appreciate that, Mike. I'll make Thanks, sure to Josh. Sign some of these items for you if I ever
want. So nice. I think he just described you as a human, Mike.
That's 100%.
Except
I love Olaf.
Except you sweat in the cold.
Yes.
Right?
I'm the opposite.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing we have in common. I'll tell you what. My wife gets so angry because when nighttime comes, the thermostat cannot be above 69 degrees because I cannot deal with it. I literally, it is a reoccurring fight in the Gad household. So hot all the time, and she's so cold all the time. And it's a real fundamental relationship problem.
So is a Disney Plus short, you're going to have to create a new one for Olaf to break down the Brian Flores firing, Josh?
Yeah,
is that coming?
It feels like a weird demographic to tackle on Disney Plus. But yeah, that's the plan. We're going to, we want to really just hone in on the South Florida fan base and see how many viewers that gets. More as like a social experiment than anything else. But no, you know, it's the whole thing is a bummer. The other thing is,
yes,
I'm friends with Brian. So on a personal level, I'm bummed for him because we became weirdly like pen pals during the past three seasons.
I've seen
what this guy has been through.
Was Frozen the portal for that? Cause I know he's got young kids. Was that it? What was the
Frozen
portal?
Frozen was
for
the portal for it. I'll tell you how we met. I think it was to his first season when when everything started and we entered lockdown. Brian asked me to, around Christmas of our first Christmas in lockdown, around the holiday season, he asked me to call in to the Dolphins or players and their kids and do a whole thing and read a book with them. And it was just lovely. And then we just started this relationship where we would write each other after games. And he's just a good man. He's a really decent man who cares so much about his players, who cares so much about football. And again, I think that's why it's such a bummer for me to see him go, because I really not only respected him on a professional level, but respected him as a person.
You're a good man, Josh Gad. Wolf Like Me on Peacock. I mean, I couldn't keep up with all of your projects right there. Central Park on Apple, right? Apple Plus, and
doing a Mike biopic, which I'm going to call Mike about. I'm basically starring as Mike. This is an opportunity for me to.
Okay, Del Tufo. He just told you his next project is to be you, Mike, and you weren't paying attention, which is all part of sometimes where I feel like in terms of the Olaf of him working the board, his hands are like sticks. You know what I mean? Like sometimes that's what I feel.
Yeah,
you know, but it's okay. Thanks for the call, Josh. You're the man. You be well. We'll chat soon.
Love you, buddy.
Thank you. Right back at you. That's Josh Gad right here at Josh Gad. Brilliant. So funny. That Curb stuff. You didn't see that one coming, that wind-up right there.
I did not, but it was a phenomenal episode.
the chiropractor who had no more patience, and Larry told him the reason why is because his underwear was worn, overworn.
TJ, say that again.
What'd you say?
Del Tufo's getting a biopic starring Josh Gad.
Definitely not.
We already had that. It was called The Flintstones.
All right, let's take a break. JJ Watt's coming up top of the next hour. And also, Jack Quaid of Scream, back in theaters near you, coming up.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s. The breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, my friends at NetSuite want to let you know about a special one-of-a-kind financing offer that you cannot deny yourself. Certainly, if you have poor visibility in your business, it's just like trying to make a putt. Something falls over your eyes, your sunglasses, your hat, just as you're taking the putter back. Of course, you're not going to make the putt. If you have poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software, you got to see the full picture. You need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. And NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. I don't know if you knew this, but over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade it. NetSuite.com/rich. Don't forget that rich. NetSuite.com/rich for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. NetSuite.com/rich. Speaking of rich, hey, everybody. I'm a professional television and radio host. And still, to this very moment, as of this sitting, Oscar's still looking for a host.
Day three
of me talking about it. Yesterday, Iron Eagle brought it up, not me. Okay. Now I'm just going to bring it up. I understand you think the odds are long against me, but I've seen odds far worse than what I think I'm up against. And again, the biggest problem, other than me being a 52-year-old man, is, you know, you think you're a sports guy, right? Sports guy. We just had Gaffigan and Josh Gad on, right? Jack Quaid's joining me. We talk entertainment all the time here. This is a hot movie screen, and Jack Quaid's here in studio. And in terms of Oscars, I know Oscars. I've interviewed Michael Douglas. Put it up on the screen. There he is.
Yep.
Remember when Michael Douglas was here?
I do.
Isn't it great?
Right.
Yeah, you know, me and Mike, we're just kicking it. You know what he's? You know what he's got in the case? He's got an Oscar. Yep, there he is, winning for Gordon Gekko. Yeah. You know what else you also won an Oscar for? He produced One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
He's got
an Oscar for Best Picture. I know the history of the movies. I've seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I've seen China Syndrome. And Romancing the Stone.
Basic
and its
Instinct.
Sequels. Even all of that's the Basic Instinct. It's all good, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, let me just let the folks at the Oscars know. You know, this is your wake-up call. Oh, wait a minute. I've got a cellular phone signed by Michael Douglas. An old-school phone signed by Michael Douglas. And you know what I've got going on right here? I'm not done yet. I've got momentum.
I know you're not.
I've got momentum. I've got international momentum. I don't know who Chad Ryan is or Chad Wick OTWW is, but he's a blue check mark, which means he must be, you know, of note.
Somebody.
Down under, which I'm mandated to say as a sports broadcaster. On behalf of the Australian delegation, I hereby endorse Rich Eisen as Oscars host. However, we humbly request he co-hosts with Hugh Jackman. Hmm. Why not? Why not? We are both Wolverines. There it is. On the screen. We're both Wolverines. Right
wow.
there. Not only that, not only are we both Wolverines, we are both the greatest showmen as well. There it is. Look at that on the screen. Okay. I can play roles. I can play roles.
Wow.
Yeah. I can play roles. So, what?
Not nothing.
I love it.
Tell me who's got a resume like this.
I look forward to
you. Tell me who's got a resume like this.
Topping yourself each day.
I saw this is going to happen, Chris. If you first of all, you got to speak it into existence.
Oh, no.
Stuart
yes.
Scott told me that a very long time ago.
I know what's going to happen.
Stu Scott told me when he said he was trying out as a wide receiver for the Jets for a piece. For ESPN, sort of a gonzo journalism piece to take people behind the scenes about what it is to try and make a team. He told me he was going to make the Jets. And I said to him, you're crazy. You're crazy. And he said, you got to speak it into existence.
I tell Brockman that all the time.
A football yeah. did, in fact, hit him in the face, and he didn't make the Jets. But I'm going to make this happen. Now, I saw they're looking at Tom Holland, you know,
oh.
who plays Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
Kids dig him.
Yeah.
He's a different generation. They're trying to go young. They're trying to go young. Hey, Oscars, I've seen the Best Picture movies that are up there. You're not going young. It's not. I don't know how many Gen whatever it is or whatever. You got to know movies. You got to move things along. You got to be entertaining. And you gotta know entertainment. And Hugh and I would do a great show together. And I've never met Hugh Jackman, but I think we'd get along. I think we'd
I don't know why you
we'd hit it off. Yeah. I need you guys to buy in. I'm sensing
in.
Lack of buy-in here.
No, we
and
just
I
want
appreciate
one job.
You, Mike.
We just want one job. Me, TJ, myself, and Brockman want to be the guys that walk the
You're
the
in.
Winners
You're all
the,
in. You're coming with me.
You know how you
Who's
walk
coming with
off?
Me? Another line for the movies.
We're all there.
Who's coming with me?
I'm walking here with you.
Thank you. Another line from the movies.
We know movies.